Petersburg is already putting in a request to take over the Papke's Landing dock from the Alaska Department of Transportation, along with two other remote docks in the new borough. Officials expect the DOT to offer some money for the borough to take over those facilities. The borough has also already purchased some land from the Alaska Mental Health Trust that could be used for future parking space at Papke's. The existing parking lot is still owned by Mental Health, while the boat ramp is owned by the state's Department of Natural Resources. Harbor Board member John Mergus wanted the borough to start the process of trying to acquire the tidelands that includes the boat ramp from the DNR. He pointed to the 20 years that it took for the transfer of tidelands at Scow Bay.
Hopefully we'll speed that up a little bit. Now, but still, it's a long, very long-term process. So wouldn't it be timely to start considering a conveyance of that? If that's the direction we want to go, but so far nobody's really come up with any directions.
Harbor Master Gloria Ann Wallen thought last year's purchase of land by the borough was the first move.
You know, we've all been kind of standing around, like you say, John, just waiting for somebody to make the first move. And I think the borough did make the first move in buying that property. The second move will be in the borough trying to, acquire the Papke's facility, and they're in the process of doing that. So I think the borough is out ahead of everybody trying to facilitate something happening out there.
The state-owned dock and boat ramp is used by commercial and sport fishing fleets, along with residents accessing remote homes. The dock was built in 1961. Both the dock float and boat ramp are in poor condition, according to consultants hired last year by the borough to assess waterfront facilities. Both will likely have to be repaired or replaced, and that will cost money. So who's going to pay for that? Wolin pointed out that the borough's charter allowed for the creation of service areas outside of the old city of Petersburg, which happens to be Service Area 1. Service areas allow for increased taxation or other fees so that the borough can provide a service if residents want that. The Planning Commission's Dave Kenzinger thought it would be difficult to be talking about service areas for harbors.
So should we make all the harbors that are in Service Area 1 the responsibility of Service Area 1 and not the borough-wide? The same, and would that mean that if I'm in Service Area 2, then I can't use the harbor in Service Area 1 or vice versa? So on a public facility like a harbor, if we are a borough, I think it needs to be very clear-cut. There needs to be one entity responsible for it, the borough, and whoever is a resident of the borough can use a harbor out of Papke's, Banana Point, and it just would make it a mess.
Kensinger also thought the bulk of people using the ramp and float at Papke's are from Service Area 1. For the borough's existing harbors, which are all in Service Area 1, moorage fees and other user fees are charged by the Harbor Department and help pay for the daily operation and some of the maintenance of those facilities. Planning Chair Chris Fry thought people who use Papke's are not against paying some kind of user fees, and he pointed to some of the volunteer work that's happened out there.
And they did raise quite a bit of money out there for working on the boat launch and stuff just through passing the hat in this last year. They did quite a bit of work on the boat launch out there and on the parking. They got DOT to donate a whole bunch of the street grindings from working on the road here. And they spread that out in the parking lot out there. They also got a couple loads of rock donated that they dumped off the end of the boat launch to fill in that big hole.
Harbor Master Wolin wondered if she should raise mortgage rates in order to do work at Papke's or have the borough raise property tax to fund it. She said the price tag for replacing that dock is too large to be repaid with mortgage or parking fees alone.
With the cost to make it the same as what we charge them in town for tying up to the facilities, you're looking at maybe recouping under $10,000. And mm-hmm. that wouldn't even touch the maintenance. Mm-hmm. So those are the conversations that we have to all be prepared to have.
Taking over the dock and float and ramp will also require Wallen to dedicate some harbor staff time to that site. Members of the board and commission thought the dock was not repairable. The estimate for replacing the dock and float is $1.2 million, while just the float itself comes in under $500,000. Kenzinger thought the site was an important access point for the community.
I don't think anybody could make the case that we should just get rid of it, although I'm sure some people could. Maybe we'll find out this summer what happens when it does go away, because it's pretty close to that point right now. Yeah. I tell you, sometimes when I tie my boat up there, I wonder, well, maybe is this such a good idea or not?
Yeah.
The consultant for the borough found the float is in poor condition and near the end of its lifespan. The assessment found, quote, without repair or replacement, it is not expected to be safely usable beyond the next 5 years. The consultant thought the timber dock and steel gangway is in good condition. Planning Commission and Harbor Board agreed that the borough should pursue mental health land, that's the parking lot at the site. The two wanted to send a message to the borough assembly to start the conversation about the borough taking over more land and other facilities at Papke's. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.